Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up, hey. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Welcome to Tuesday's show, Morning Studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go around the room and check in with everybody. This first person is happy whenever he gets a par. He's also pretty good playing the guitar. Here he is, producer Eddie. Let's go.
Guys, I got two jams in my life right now. One of them by Dan and Shay. I was listening to the radio. It's called Save Me the Trouble. Dude, it's
Why
so good.
Why don't you save me the trouble?
Yeah, this is their new one back.
I mean, it's like next level good.
Yeah, it's jam.
Like, there's music changes, chord changes, where I'm like, whoa.
It's almost bluesy, too.
Shay goes so high at one point. Save me the trouble, baby.
Okay.
Oh, it's so good,
it's good.
Dude.
What's the other one?
And then, after that, they play a new one by Parmalee. I'm like, the boys are back. Parmalee's got one called Girl in Mind.
In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby. You're the only girl in that picture in my heart.
You like that one?
Yeah, Girl in Mind, yeah.
Yeah.
But these are new, right?
I've never heard it. The title throws me off.
Dan and Shay's is, yeah,
new.
Me too.
Parmalee's been on the countdown for a while.
Yeah.
Huh.
But
that's
for some
okay.
reason, they take longer to break through Parmalee.
But then they always
songs.
Make it
then
up
they always
there.
Make it up there, yeah.
So good,
but
dude.
Dana Shay is brand new.
Yeah, and then, of course, I've been jamming to a little bit of Turnpike.
Which one?
All of them.
Good Lord, Lauren.
Oh, so
Love
good.
It couldn't go so wrong.
Yeah. So good,
that's
dude.
That's my house. For
I don't know. It's a good season for music right now.
Year. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you, man.
I do that, too, in and out of seasons, and I'm like, I have nothing that interests me.
Mm-hmm.
And other times, I'm like, I love everything. All right, next up, some listeners think that he takes his teasing with Abby a little too far, and if you ask him, he's one of Nashville's biggest stars. Here is Lunchbox.
Oh, guys, let me tell you, my life is turning around. The luck train is coming my way. I was in North Dakota this weekend at the Four Bears Casino, and I was like, you know what? Ray and Bay always talk about the Buffalo machine, slot machine, and I'm at the Four Bears Casino, and I see Buffalo.
Like, Bay's won on this slot machine,
a lot.
Right?
Yeah, several times.
Like, for how much?
She hit for 3.2.
No.
3,200. 3.2 thousand
is not a number.
All right.
You can say 3,200.
And then 1.8.
No, that sounds like 1.8 million.
1.8 thousand.
1,800.
So stupid he says it like that. It's so funny. Okay, and you see it?
So I see it, and I'm like, you know what? Bay swears by it. I saw some guy in Vegas hit like for 50,000 on it. You know, he told me at price. Oh, yeah, I hit on this machine. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I got to try it. So I walk in. I put my money in. I'm sitting there. My third spin.
Hold on. Don't hit it. Do you have audio? Don't hit it yet.
Oh, yeah. I got audio.
Come on.
I got audio and video.
Hold on. So, did you win more than $50?
Yeah.
We're not going to do this again.
Yeah, just hit the audio.
Hey, no.
Did you win more than $200?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm not going to play the audio right now.
What? You're saving it?
More than 200 is a lot.
Yeah, I'm going to come back in a minute.
Oh, okay.
If this is big, I want to focus on it.
Okay.
That's a big deal. Did you win more than 500?
I've won more than 200. We'll come back after this.
Oh, I killed it.
Oh, dang, dang, dang.
Dang, dang. Well, now we have to hit it.
No.
What?
Well, if it's less than 500, though.
I didn't say it was. You asked me 200, and I said yes, and you said we'd come back.
You're doing double speak.
That's the end of it. We'll come back.
If it's less than 500, I don't want to get... Ray, is it less than 500?
The audio really doesn't say, so it's up to him, whatever the amount is.
Oh, my God.
He can make up whatever.
This could go on.
It is more than 500.
Okay, then we're not coming back. Okay. We're coming back. Are you lying?
I am not lying.
Okay, then we're coming. We're not going to go to this now, then. You could have just said that from the beginning. Okay. Amy, we're coming over to you. Her morning corny will leave you with a lasting impact, and her earlobes may not always be fully intact. Here she is, Amy.
So Bobby recommended the show Hijack, I don't know, last week at some point. It's on Apple Plus, and it is so good. I am done with it. I haven't watched a show that fast in a while. There's 7 episodes. I did watch the majority of it while I was traveling.
Oh, boy. Oh, on an airplane?
Here we go.
I'll recommend watching it if you have to fly. Wow. But I figured, well, I'm only flying Dallas to Nashville, and this isn't a long enough flight for a list of demands. So I think we're good.
It's always a long enough flight for a list of demands.
Yeah.
You liked it, though, huh? What'd you rate it?
Oh, I loved it. 5 hijackers out of 5.
Wow. Perfect.
I would have went 4.5.
It's good.
Bad pilots out of 5.
That's funny.
What would you have given it?
So I watched it, too. I'd give it 4 out of 5 text messages.
4 out of 5.
4 out of 5. Just because there were scenarios where I was like, okay, come on. That wouldn't happen.
At the very beginning, I thought this is going to be too cheesy. And it lost the cheese.
Yes.
But at the beginning, I was like, this is going to be too cheesy.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't.
And anytime you think you got it, you're like, oh, my goodness.
Don't talk about twists.
What do you mean?
Because you do that all the time.
The whole thing's a twist.
I know, but you're like, there's a twist. Just let people live the twist.
Okay.
Let them live the twist.
All right,
Raymundo.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he's been doing sneaky lists with people's top 5. So get ready, because it's live. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. I saw a story. A study found how boys without fathers fare compared to those with fathers. Now, I was interested in this because my dad left when I was 5, 6 years old. Boys who grew up with devoted single moms do just as well in life as boys from more conventional families. In a groundbreaking study, researchers found that boys without fathers were more sensitive to others and more in touch with their own feelings than boys of the same age. And I would agree with that. I think I was raised by all women. So I think some of that sensitivity is there for me that and I don't have this need to prove how masculine I am because I didn't have a dad to ever be like, you gotta be a man. Now I have other vulnerability issues, but that aren't masculinity issues. They tend to be harder workers if they don't have a dad and hold a paying job earlier in life than their peers. So I would say I kind of fit that mold there of,
yeah.
If you don't have a dad, or if you just don't have a dad or a mom, you have a one parent or a no parent or a grandparent, it's harder to get out of the hole, but once you get back to even, you kind of have an advantage because you just spent all that time and effort working just to get even, and now you're sharp. Now you're sharp. Now you're strong. So I've always said that. Like, sure, I had a bigger hole than most, not all, but once I got back to just even, I felt like I had an advantage where everybody else was at even because I had nothing to lose, and I was already, like, wired to go. But so shout out to everybody who, all the dads that left. Shout out for me.
No.
I didn't watch you do.
Shout out to the devoted single parents. Oh.
Yes.
That's from a book called Raising Boys Without Men by Peggy F. Drexler. We'll come back and get Lunchbox's money here. Okay, he won over $500. you promise.
I don't ever lie to you guys.
That's not true. Oh, no. It's time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I need your advice on how to make my 6th wedding anniversary next month a truly unforgettable experience because I dropped the ball last year. Last year, I let work commitments get in the way of taking the time to make our 5th anniversary special. I did not book dinner reservations. I did not have a gift. I didn't do anything because I did not realize it was our anniversary.
Oh.
I want to make amends and show my wife just how much she means to me. I know you're really good at this kind of thing, so I wanted to get your advice. Signed, husband trying not to drop the ball again. Well, you can't fix that you messed up last year. Let's just go ahead and say that. So don't try to repair it so well that it comes off as you're trying to make up for something, because then it won't make this one special if you're making up for something. So first of all, remove from your head. You just threw an interception, but you know what? If you keep thinking about the interception, you're going to throw another one.
Short-term memory.
You're a goldfish.
Yeah.
Be a goldfish. So Amy, before I give my advice, what would you like to say to him?
Well, I looked up the traditional gift for 6th wedding anniversary.
Like string?
Ugh, it's iron.
Oh, iron.
That's good. Get her an iron.
No.
And ironing lessons?
Yeah. Why and an ironing
like
board.
Iron skillet, something like that. But it's proof that you've got a tough, durable relationship, marriage. You forgetting last year isn't going to ruin anything. Y'all are strong. I feel like maybe you do like 6 special things for her. Like they are scattered throughout, like not just 6 gifts at once, but
I
it's
like
kind of
it.
Like a little, like, you know, those, you write something on a paper and she draws it
out. Multi-layered too.
Yes. And so you've got 6 in a hat and you draw them throughout the day and she gets all 6 things throughout.
What I would suggest is the day before your anniversary, you have a 5th wedding anniversary celebration, surprising her. Happy anniversary. It's not an anniversary. I know it's tomorrow, but I wanted to give you a better 5th anniversary before we have our 6th tomorrow.
Nice. Oh, okay. That's pretty good.
Like it.
And so the surprise element means you actually took time to think about it. It doesn't have to be something crazy. I've learned this as I've gotten older. Yes, I love gifts. I love cool things. But if somebody puts effort and time into it, it's better than whatever money they spent on it. Like if I know they spent time, like that's so much more valuable to me at this stage of my life. And I think similarly, it's going to be that you want to make it up to her. Don't make it all about making it up to her. Just surprise her the day before with happy anniversary. She'll be this. Oh, here he is again. He forgot her anniversary. Our 5th anniversary that I kind of screwed up last year. And tomorrow's our 6th. I'm telling you, she'll love it. And you can do one of Amy's games for the 6th. But that's how to make it special.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And the 6th little that she could draw doesn't have to be,
6
like you
diamonds.
Said, anything expensive. It could be just different things you know she
it's
loves to
time.
Do.
Yes,
and you're
going to
spend the time with her. Or like
time.
A massage. Like, and you could even do it.
I could. All right,
no.
I'm coming over.
What?
All right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Here's a voicemail we got last night.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I was just listening to the Monday morning show, and I heard you talk about how you pee on the floor. I just wanted to let you know that they do make night lights that go inside of your toilet bowl, so that way you can see the toilet bowl even if the lights are off. You get up, 3 a.m., you just walk into the bathroom, you shoot your shot, you make it in the bowl. No harm, no foul. All right, talk to you later.
By the way, if you just heard that completely out of context, which it is... You would think I'd just go into the bathroom and pee on the floor. I don't. What I said was that I think, I know, sometimes my wife gets irritated because there are like dribbles on the floor sometimes that I don't clean up. If it's dark, if I'm in there like 2 in the morning, I didn't know you could put a light in your bowl.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That'd be
awesome.
Like a nightclub in there.
We had that at our last house.
I know.
I hated it. So yes, I could do a better, I could just do a better job though. I think when it's nighttime, I should just get all the way over the toilet to pee.
Yeah, yeah.
Or just sit down.
You can do it. Always do that.
Yes. I'm telling you, it looks like a club. I'm looking at the pictures now.
It's so bright.
That's awesome. That's crazy. I do want to talk about this, too. I mentioned this in the tease there. And this is a real thing for guys. And I know we kid folks on the show about it a little bit. But 9 in 10 men who are experiencing hair loss say their hair is a big part of their identity. And over half of them admit to being extremely self-conscious about socializing because their hair is thinning. And I can tell you where I am not losing my hair, but I have been concerned about it in different seasons of my life where I'm measuring like spots. I have this huge cowlick on the back of my head that I've always had. And so I've been like, okay, no, it's a double crown, cowlick's up front. I've been like, okay, let me take a picture of it and see if it's getting any bigger. And luckily it hasn't. My biological father has a lot of hair. And that whole story about it comes from your mom's side. Not exactly true. Genetics is just a genetic thing. It can come from your mom or your dad. But I think men worry about this for sure. Now, Raymundo worried about it. He started going to get treatments.
Yeah.
Where they would like take his blood out of.
Correct. They take it out of my arm and then they put it in your head and it's supposed to like rejuvenate hair growth.
And has it.
Yeah. I mean, I'd probably be fully bald. I have a twin brother and I heard that he's bald.
You heard?
You heard he's bald.
Okay. I haven't seen him. He's in Michigan, so.
You act like that's Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, but he's like estranged, so.
Got it. Now that makes sense. That makes sense.
Right.
Estranged makes sense. Okay. So do you feel like that helped you though? That it really helped the hair?
Yeah.
How's
Big
your hair
time.
Look?
Looks awesome. I have had hair right now, but.
It does look
wow,
good.
Wow. You got a lot of hair.
So you think that works?
Yeah, of course it does. That's why I go.
So Eddie, I know we've discussed before you shaving your entire head bald.
Yeah.
Have you thought about that anymore?
I have, but my wife doesn't want me to do it. She doesn't want me to do it because she says when I shave my head, I look just like my dad. And she's like, that weirds me out. I don't want you looking just like your dad.
What about arm blood? You thought about that?
No.
Why not?
No, I'm cool with my hair. Honestly,
no, you're not.
Yes, I am. Like, I'm cool with my hair. I've been losing my hair since I was 20.
Dang, that sucks.
You know, so it's kind of, it's been a thing in my life.
You don't
so.
Deserve that.
Thank you, Bones. I appreciate that.
You don't deserve that. Yeah, it sucks.
It really does, because, like, yeah. How does it select
Wait,
you?
Wait, I thought you were fine with it.
But it does suck to lose your hair at 20. It's like going gray. I had a friend who went gray at, like, 24.
You know what I hate most about it? Is I can't have hair like you guys. Like, ooh, you got a hairstyle? You go to the bar, you go to the hair place, and you're like, hey, do me one of these. Like, or make me look like George Clooney. I can't do that.
Can we stop doing that after high school where go in and take a picture? But I do understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
and
man.
It does suck.
You have other things to offer.
Like, I want a mullet. I can't do it.
You could buy Wallens. He cut his off.
No, completely.
Over half the men polled admit to being extremely self-conscious about socializing, and 88% consider their hair to be a big part of their identity. Your thoughts on that? Are you self-conscious?
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna be honest, yeah. I mean, that's why I wear a hat. Or else I wouldn't care. But if I don't, I really have a bald top of my head, so it kind of looks like I'm a lot older than I really am. So yeah, I'm self-conscious.
So, again,
it's a real thing with guys.
Would you consider the arm blood?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, what am I doing moving hair from my butt to my head?
Like, no, that's not
I agree.
What it you know is. What I mean?
So like, it doesn't come from your butt, dude.
It's whatever. Same
so
thing.
So he could just wear a hat instead of doing it. They're both doing the same thing.
Correct.
Yeah, but when he goes to formal occasions, he does take his hat off, and I feel like the whole time he's like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to get
no,
that back on.
I forget about it. I forget that I'm bald in my head.
Does your head feel cold?
Nope.
Sunburn?
Nope. I spray the top of my head when I go to the beach.
With sunscreen?
Sunscreen, yeah.
It is a big thing for men that we probably don't talk about because guys don't like to show vulnerability. But guys are scared. I'm scared of it.
So how do we help with that? Just make it not a thing? How
yeah,
can
but it's
say,
a thing. There's no way.
You can't do anything about it. Like, automatically.
It's like being short.
Yeah. What are you going to do about it?
Sorry, Ray.
Dang, Ray.
Well, I don't know.
Short and bald. Short. But you fixed the bald part. You just the height part has been an issue.
We can start now. Rewrite the narrative. Like, we're attracted to things that we think are attractive. Like, if short men are in, then short is attractive.
Luckily,
if bald men are in,
women can see more than just a bald head.
Exactly.
Because if women were going bald, it was the same way around. Guys would be like, ugh, I didn't know bald woman.
Like, Amy, would you prefer your dude to have a bald head or hair? I mean, just if...
But there's a preference. Would you prefer him to be 6'3 or 5'7?
I know, but she's saying let's change the narrative.
Well, I was
so
saying we can... Bobby
date
just
a bald
said,
guy, like
Bobby just said perfectly. I mean... When I was
but not a shaved bald guy.
When
dated
I was
guy
married,
that's got the Eddie head.
Oh,
right. Man. Where there's hair on the side and the back, but not on the top.
Do it. What a dumb thing. What a dumb bitch. Just
like
go out and
bowl.
Find a guy.
Yeah, like yeah. A bowl cut?
Anyway, that's all. Just be sensitive. That's all. Be sensitive. All guys are sensitive.
I'm being sensitive.
But don't overdo it. Don't say like,
no,
ooh, your hair looks good.
I'm sorry
like,
for your loss. I say that to every time somebody comes up and they're missing hair. I'm sorry for your loss.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Really famous baseball player, Bryce Harper, plays for the Phillies, big superstar. He hits a home run. They also win the game last weekend. They beat the Royals. Boop, game over. Not only that, he helped a 7-year-old kid find his family. So they do these things where you go and you can take a picture with your family, kind of like a promotional deal, and you all get there, and sometimes there's a sponsor. You get to go on the field. And so that's what happened with his family. But the 7-year-old got lost and couldn't find his family, so he's crying. And then Bryce Harper walks out and is like, hey, man, what's up, 7-year-old kid? Now, Bryce Harper's a dad. He said he went into dad mode. And so he took the kid and just walked around with him, 7 years old, to make sure he could find his family. And so that is exactly what happened. Huh. He went searching with the 7-year-old, finally found his brothers, and then, 45 minutes later or so, gave them to him.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
Those brothers are freaking out, too. Like, where did he go?
Yeah. They were probably in charge of him.
I mean, I'm looking at all three of them here. It looks like the oldest is like 11 or 12. Can an 11 or 12-year-old be the keeper of a 7?
If he's responsible.
Yeah.
Mine couldn't. For sure.
So some can't.
Yeah.
But some can. So, yeah, Bryce Harper, big hero in the game, and also getting the 7-year-old back to his family. Thought it was a great story. That's what we do here. We share good news. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360. So unlimited same day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Before this one, what's the most you'd ever won on a slot machine?
Like $400.
Okay, so he promises he won a bunch of money on a slot machine. He would not tell us earlier. How much do you think you won around the room?
Man, I think he got $1,000.
You think it's that much?
Well, he's acting like it's that much.
He acts like that all the time.
Okay, well, maybe this time he's telling the truth.
Eddie?
$450.
I'm going to go $501.
Yes, exactly. It's nowhere more than that.
So, was it so big they had to come to you?
On the screen, it said, call attendant.
Oh,
that's pretty good. Call attendant.
That's pretty good.
Call attendant.
Where were you?
I was at Four Bears Casino in North Dakota, and Ray and Bay had talked about this Buffalo game. Some guy in Vegas, I saw, won like $40,000 when I was there. And I was like, man, I've got to play this. So I go and I sit down, I put my money in. First spin, nothing. All right, cool.
Oh, no, we're going to do this for every spin?
Second spin, nothing.
Nothing,
so
oh, man.
Third spin, I'm like, you know what?
What are you playing?
It's penny slots.
So it's a penny?
And it's so you play the max and there's a bunch of lines, so it's like $5.
Okay.
For a one spin?
For one spin.
Got it.
And so the third spin, I'm like, you know what? The hand's not working. Let me try the elbow. And I hit the elbow. Boom! Boom! Boom, 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 boom!
Boom, boom, boom.
People start shooting at you?
Yeah, what happened?
No, that's like a boom, like a buffalo!
So what's the audio we have here?
This is bringing it up.
Here we go.
Bringing it up. This is it. Good luck. Right here. Here we go. Oh, boom, boom, oh, oh, oh. I don't know what that means. Oh. Come on, Larry. Big one. What does that mean? Buffalo. Buffalo. Look at this. Look at this, baby. Buffalo. Oh, call attendant! Call attendant! I want a jackpot! I want a jackpot! Hey, high five! High five! Woo! Guys, I'm gonna retire. I'm buying an island.
Okay, did you know then how much you had
won? No! I had no idea because it was throwing things in the air and it was like, boom, 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 call attendant! Call attendant!
So attendant comes over and says what?
I look at her like, oh, we're going to need your social security number.
Okay, that's huge.
That means something. Yeah,
yeah, taxes, baby.
They went and got a tax form.
Oh,
come on.
So you fill it out.
I fill it out, and then he's like, let me see your hand. Huh? I put my hand out, and he starts counting $100 bills.
What?
$100.
$200.
No, you want to hear it?
Oh, oh, you have it here?
Oh, I got it.
Okay, let's go.
One, two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 1,000, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 20.
$1,420. Wow!
Let's go!
That's amazing!
Okay. So
do you think, can they fix a machine to make you win?
No, well, they can fix it, but you don't get paid. They can make it do the alarms, but you can't. Illegal.
It is?
Oh my goodness, the gaming regulations and all that?
I don't know.
Oh my, it was crazy.
Are you saying, Bones, maybe that they know he's coming, he yells loud?
Yeah, like, do they know? Like,
they had no idea what machine I would pick.
I would agree with that.
There are almost 1,000 slot machines in that place.
Oh, you picked the machine?
Yeah, I just walked around, and I was yeah.
Okay.
I cannot believe you won $1,400.
Yeah. What's my prize for being closest to guess without going over?
Pride.
Good job, Amy. You win.
You won the pride for the day.
Lunchbox, remember who believed in you.
I know. I really thought they were going to rename it the Lunchbox Casino, but they kept it Four Bears.
Or the Lunchbox
Lounge.
Buffalo
slot machine.
Yeah. It was crazy. But
just a plaque says Lunchbox won here.
Yeah. But here's the problem.
What?
People started approaching me. Like, one lady came to me and goes, oh, you're the guy that won $142,000. Like, I did not win that much.
Did you win $142,000?
No, I won $1,420.
$1,400?
Yeah, $1,400,000. And then we went to the golf course, and there was some guy there golfing. He was like, oh, you're that guy that won, like, over $100,000. I'm like, no, I did not win.
But I thought that's your thing. You wanted people to think you're way richer than you are.
I was scared they were going to break in, like, get me.
Mm.
I was like,
so the whole town knew of your win?
Yeah, why was there that
rumor? Everybody knew.
How'd that word get out?
No, he was at the casino when I won.
Wow.
She was at the casino when I won. I mean, it was amazing. And they gave me a little ticket, said winner, and everybody wanted to take pictures with me. I mean, it was awesome.
Did you like the casino?
It was so much fun. Yeah, it was a blast.
What's it called?
It's called Four Bears Casino, man. And let me tell you.
$1,400.
Yeah.
Let's go.
That's awesome.
Hey, man.
That's crazy.
And I mean, I didn't know it just kept going. I thought it was going to stop. And then it kept going and going and going.
So how many pennies was that?
I don't know.
I don't think they paid him pennies, though. Although that would have been funny.
But if you could count, like, they used to do the coins out. Imagine how many pennies that'd be.
Ching, ching.
Okay, between Ray's wife and Lunchbox, it seems like this is the game to play.
Buffalo, baby.
Dude, I was in the video. I am acting like a buffalo. Because, I mean, I was just, it kept going. I was like running out of excitement. And I was like, nope, it keeps going. I'm out of breath.
So you were getting tired, but it kept going.
It kept going.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Lunch is on him today.
Whoa.
Come on, man.
Now you get a car.
We'll talk about that later.
Okay. All right. So if it's a TV theme song and it were done by Mozart or Beethoven, he's going to play it. We have to guess it. Okay. This was the example here. This ends up being Friends, right? Everybody good?
Yeah.
You got five of these. I don't know what they are. I'm going to play two. Ready, Ray. Do we want to buzz in, guys?
I say we buzz in.
Oh, boy.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, this quick draw. Intense.
Quick okay. draw.
Are you ready? Go.
Eddie.
Buzz Ross.
The Simpsons.
Yeah! If we're going to do buzz in, we should do seven. Could the end be over?
Okay.
Okay.
Are you saying I can win it real quick?
No, I'm saying it'd be over in like 5 seconds. All right, next up. Bobby.
Eddie.
What'd you yell what for?
Come on, time. He stole it. Yep.
You're out. Again. Eddie. That's The Office.
Gosh.
Did you not know that?
I did, but I couldn't. The name yelled what? It threw me off.
Oh, Amy!
That is not my fault.
Come on, guys. Step it up. Step it up.
Ray, ready with number three. Bobby. Batman.
Wow, so these shows are just all over the map.
Yeah, that's
I don't really know. Old. I didn't see that.
I didn't realize there was a Batman like, show. I thought it was only a movie. Show.
Old.
Okay, like, ready? Go. Bobby.
Ready.
Inspector Gadget.
Come on, step
next
up.
One.
Step up.
Bobby.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Turtles in a half shell. Turtle power.
We're not really getting to hear much of the classic version.
That's fine.
Okay.
Come on.
Next one, go. Six.
Eddie. Knight Rider.
Dang it!
Did it. Correct.
Come on, baby.
So what are we at? Seven here? Score?
Oh, sit back, guys. Sit back. Enjoy this.
Okay, here we
go. Come on, Bones.
Ready, go. Bobby.
Shoot.
DuckTales. DuckTales.
Life is like a hurricane.
DuckTales. You got DuckTales?
It's aeroplanes. It's a duck blur.
That's crazy, dude. I haven't heard that since I was like 5 years old.
You want to do more?
Yeah, come on.
I've already won, but everybody can play.
Come on. Hey, Amy, Lunchbox, wake up.
Just what? Do 10 seconds of it, Ray, so everybody
you guys
can hear.
Just
don't
go
buzz
so
in.
Fast.
I know.
You sound sad.
Go ahead. I'm in.
Bar?
I'm in.
Hold on. Well, that was 10 seconds.
You can play more. It's an exhibition anyway.
I'm in.
You know what, Lunchbox?
Hold on.
It almost sounds like the real one.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Lunchbox, yeah.
Go ahead.
Unsolved Mysteries.
Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones.
Oh, I'm mad.
Dang, I would have gotten
a classic.
Point.
No, any.
Oh. Classic.
I mean, all these other ones were from the 30s.
I mean, The Simpsons are still on.
Yeah, but.
Yeah. Next one.
Only murders in the building.
No.
Is it?
No.
What's that one? I don't
know. Grey's Anatomy?
Power Rangers?
I don't know. You have any more?
One more.
Okay, go.
Gilligan's Island.
No, it's Pokemon.
Andy was so confident.
Can you play some of The Office one back? We jumped on that one pretty quick.
Yeah, here you go.
You got me on this one. That's good. Do Simpsons. You got this one too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Just my note.
That's so cool.
Hey, good run though.
Yeah, man. Hey, but you won. Like
you pushed me to my limit. You pushed me to my limit for sure.
You had it the whole time.
If you would have got DuckTales, I didn't know DuckTales until I heard it's a duck world.
That's crazy. You got DuckTales.
Here's a voicemail from Miguel.
Hey, Bobby. I was calling because I heard you say how you're going to have your Monterey, California show. So I was interested in going. The only thing is I probably have to go by myself. Wanted to know if you thought that was weird. Feels kind of weird going alone. Never really done that. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on it, man. Hopefully I can make it out there. Thanks.
Appreciate the call. Let's remove me from the situation. Just going to any show by yourself or a movie or dinner. If you have the confidence to do that, good for you. I've done that 10 times or so. I've gone to movies. I've gone to a concert by myself just because I really wanted to see the artist. I've gone to dinner by myself way more than 10 times. I was just talking about shows. So you can do it for a couple reasons. One, because you're really secure, or like me, you're just really lonely and nobody wants to go with you. But then you still go. I think it's awesome. If you want to go, go. Because by the time you get in there anyway, even if you're with somebody, it's like a movie. Like during the movie, it's not like you're hanging out with your buddy. You're kind of just hanging out.
Yeah, and I feel like others talk. Like you all have something in common. Like you're coming to see Bobby, you listen to the show, you might meet other listeners.
Sure.
That happens. I mean, for girls, I know that happens because at my live podcast, that happened. Two girls that came from totally different parts of the country to Wichita for my show, they ended up becoming friends and they both came alone.
I just want to make it about me in this situation.
Just make it about the show.
I like it. Well, I think you should go. If you want to go, go. I'll go by myself anywhere. I have no problem. I kind of like it now. Now that I don't care if people are judging me at all, I'll just go and it's awesome. I don't have to worry about anybody else. So this or anything else, go by yourself. It just shows you're confident. That's pretty cool. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, they've been married 27 years and they're having a second honeymoon now that their three daughters are out of the house. You know, they light candles, turn on the music, have some fun. Here's Tim talking to Billboard about it.
Have some fun.
Wait, yeah, it's candle
just
time.
Made it all sound all right, so.
What? Tim makes fun. It sound.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Candle time.
We had gotten married quickly. We dated for a short time. We got married and then soon after had a baby. So we didn't have a whole lot of time really to get to know each other that well until we had kids. And now all of a sudden we have this time together. It kind of turned into, you know, we're like having our second honeymoon a little bit, you know, light the candles, turn the music on, you know.
I love that.
Have some fun. And now when the kids come home, and when they're there for about 5 days, we're kind of like, you know, kind of, don't y'all have somewhere to be? Mom and dad need some candle time.
He still didn't make it sound as dirty as you did.
I don't mean to.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
So the latest job being taken over by AI, psychics.
I probably believe that a little more. They're probably using, you know, data from the past to predict the future.
It's not just random.
More than it is some psychic. Yeah.
Yeah. People are going to AI psychics that use sophisticated algorithms and machine learning techniques to work out what lies ahead for you. And yeah, bot psychics are better than humans because they draw on wisdom from their database and they're not affected by emotions.
Psychics are full of crap. Mostly, except for Amy's cousin.
But yeah. A psychic for
I say
real.
Generally, here's the thing. I say generally, I don't believe a psychic. No, I don't believe in psychics.
Sure.
What about a medium?
I don't know that that's not true.
Right.
I'm not saying that's not true. I can't prove it's not true. But I'm saying when I go by and there's a door and it says palm reading, $24, I don't believe that. There's no way I can say there's no such thing as a psychic. There's no way I can say there's no such thing as somebody who can connect to things that I can't connect with. It'd be impossible for me to do, so I won't do it. But what I will say is there's no such thing as a psychic that's like, hey, pay me $50 and I'll tell you your future.
Okay.
That's crazy. The lines on your hand, there's no way.
That's what they say.
One of those things where you do the paper folded up and you open it 1, 2, 3, 4 and you flip
that's
it
a
up.
One.
Yeah.
That ain't
psychic. Okay. All right, what else?
The latest trend among some men is Botox. The hashtag right now has 17 million views on TikTok. And doctors say that because of TikTok, social media, it has increased men getting treatments like left and right.
So I've got it into my jaws because I grind so bad and it has helped.
And you look good too.
But there are no. This is not a place where wrinkles come.
No creases, man.
Botox looks good, dude.
Okay, thank you. And then they shot it into my head, like my temples.
What?
Well, that's where you also
because
have
if you bite your jaws together, you know that muscle that comes up right there on your temples. They shot those muscles.
Dang, I didn't even realize we had muscles there.
And mine are pretty big because I just grind all the time. But I can see how that works because I don't grind my teeth as bad. And maybe I'm trying, but my muscles aren't working as well.
It relaxes. It sort of, I think the word they used, and I'm not an expert here, but paralyzes the muscles in a way to where they just
don't like that word.
No, not at all.
People that get migraines.
Oh, yeah. They get their entire
Botox in their head.
All in their scalp.
People that have sweating problems really bad under their arms, they'll get it shot into their armpits or underarms, depending on which word you like.
Hmm.
So does it count that I have Botox, even though I haven't done it for aesthetic reasons?
No, I don't think so. I think Botox would be aesthetic. Like, I can't claim it. Mine's, I get it, but it's aesthetic.
But yours wouldn't be a bro.
Right.
Yeah.
No, but I'm
yours
just...
Yours would be, oh, I can't say.
I'm just owning mine for oh, it hurts that me. Because...
It's with an H.
Yeah, with an H.
Oh, that's funny. Botox?
Yeah, I didn't know if I could say that.
You can't. I can, though. People won't get mad at me.
All right.
That's funny.
It's not that he doesn't think that you're that. That's just a funny... I know.
I've
that's
seen
just
her.
Funny.
Why wouldn't you say her talks?
Because Botox and Botox rhyme.
They rhyme.
Yeah. And Boho. That's pretty funny. Okay, go ahead.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So after moving to Nashville as a single woman and working as a rideshare driver, Heather Lerman said that she felt uneasy, never knowing if her next rider was going to be a danger to her safety. So to address the issue, she started her own rideshare company, and it's called Nash Pink Ride. And she expects that it's going to be really popular with bachelor parties, but her main goal is to cater to locals, particularly single females like herself.
I'm a single female that moved here, and I've met so many like me, and I want them all to feel safe.
And every car is pink.
Wow.
So you're going to know it's her.
I wouldn't even know how to start a business like that.
I know, right?
Like, how in the world? Good for her. I love the reason she's doing it. I was in an Uber the other day, and the driver was Haitian. Forget his name. Very thick accent, so I don't even know if I would say it right. And I don't think it was Pierre.
Is that common?
It's popular. Okay.
But he was a big fan of the show and knew about your kids being from Haiti.
Really? Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah.
Ooh, can he cook Haitian?
I don't know. I didn't get his number.
Can he babysit?
Oh, okay.
You know what?
Yeah.
You could probably track back.
Let's reach out.
It's not even that. I kept his card because I thought he was such a nice guy. And I was like, I may use him sometime because he's like, hey, I also drive. If we have events and stuff, we always need a driver. Like to drop us off at like doors and stuff.
Oh, but yeah. Okay. We definitely
like
need this
CMAs.
Car.
Well, I thought I had his car.
It's in there somewhere.
You know, I don't know. It's in my purse, man. I got a lot of stuff in my purse right now. I'll get to it though. But I thought it was pretty cool. He was super cool. And that's a great story, Amy. Thank you.
Yes.
That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all new Target Circle, it's the free an easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.